It's a genius. All
right, this is all. Yeah. Hey.
It is 5:30 on Monday, November 3rd. I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Knox Clover Township Board of Trustees. If you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming tonight. Those who haven't been here in a minute or meeting before, we're being live stream on our website, and there's a speaker, there's a microphone, or in the ceiling actually that can pick you up. So if you haven't already, please turn your cell phones on silent. And just to be respectful of the others, if you are holding signs, just please keep them down so you don't block the other two. We've got three seats up here in the front and another fourth chair here, a couple more seats. Were there any additions or corrections to the minutes of our meeting from last year on October 20th?
I have none.
All right, I'll make a motion to submit or approve the minutes as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right, and fiscal officer's got our biweekly bills. Totaling $258,170.02. I'll make a motion to pay the bills as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. I'll be on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right, and Gavin, do we have correspondence since our last meeting?
We do have some correspondence. There is a town hall at the Anthony Wayne High School on November 20th. 5:30 to 7 p.m. Doors open at 5, and it is about data centers. Then we received an email regarding noise in the Crystal Ridge subdivision with the new 20A and all of that, asking about the concrete noise barriers on the road, if any of that was coming.
Yes, I actually have this put in the agenda at some time in the future, Chuck. Can we start exploring if there's any concrete road barriers for 24, the turnpike, 475? A lot of 475 has been covered, but can we add that to an agenda item in the future? Thank you. That's why it's in there.
So this person is suggesting like an old Montclover or old Montserrat Road.
She'd like something done. She wasn't suggesting anything. I'm investing that as I've been knocking on doors, our highways are getting busier, and it's important to look at new technology and how we might be able to help abate noise. Can we abate noise from rolled alloy? Probably not. There's not going to be a concrete wall there, but we can make sure they're following. Looking for Eric. Eric usually sits over there. Sorry. We can make sure they're following
noise resolution.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So that's why it's in there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And our normal correspondence cutoff is Friday, just because we put together that. We did receive emails over the weekend and today regarding data center, and I think at the end of the meeting, Chuck's going to talk about data centers a little bit. But there are just some questions being asked about different things or opinions on it. So I didn't make it official package just because they came in after the package.
Right, but they will be in the public record. Anybody who writes to me, I inform them, and then in the public record, it will be put with the file, the data center application made in Montclover Township. All those emails will be put in that file.
Okay. All right, then your report, you have just a couple other informational items.
Yeah, we're continuing the fire renovations on Wednesday morning. We're meeting with two different firms and they're tooling, going over potential designs, and we'll pick a firm from there. It is November sent out the inventory, you know, process is starting, and then just informing you and thanking everyone. I mean, a lot of public record requests in October, probably more than our history, and there's a lot just trying to get all of those together. So thanks for everyone for searching the records and getting them back to the public.
Okay. And just for the public's information on a public records request, so any email data or public information that we have, you know, we have to search our information here, then we forward it on to our attorney, who then reviews it to make sure there's no confidential information in there before it is released to the public applicant. That can take up to 30 days, so it just takes time.
Depending on
the complexity of the request, it could take longer. But we try to turn everything in 30 days or less. All right. Do we have any old business items? All right. Any new business items? We'll move into our township administrator's report.
I don't have anything requiring any formal action of the board this evening. My memo is kind of brief, and it's all information. I'll be happy to address any questions.
Well, and just for the folks here, we're working at our 2027 road surfacing project. So if you live on Stray Road, Reed Road, Anthony Drive, Wayne Court, Hilltop Five, or Burnwick, or North Jerome, those are the portions of the road to be resurfaced in 2027. And I know we've had a number of requests. We have a number of folks who use the bike paths to cap Wabash Cannonball Trails. And we're currently working with Team McCock on how we can increase connectivity throughout the township, north-south access along various points, and some other things. So, all right. And there are security cameras up at pickleball court, so in case you're wondering about that. So those have been up and running for some time. All right, that includes our agenda for the evening, and I know a number of the folks here want to talk about data centers, so I thought I would just start by just sharing information of where we're at, why the township is, some things that we've done in the past, and where we see ourselves, you know, maybe going forward. So I'd have to look at probably about 5 years ago, we had a parcel of land on Jerome Road, I don't know, I think maybe 20 acres and around it, that we rezoned for an applicant and decided he wanted to annex to the city of Maumee because he can get 4 more units on that parcel of land. This is right near the path there on the east side of Maumee. Summer, we fought it, we lost. I'm not going to say, you know, there's some things out there that we did, people are saying we sat on our hands, we didn't, we fought it, we lost. Fast forward to about 3 years ago, there was 40 plus or minus acres on the east side of Black Road. Again, in my Clover Township, we rezoned it for housing development. The applicant, because they can get some more denser units from the city of Maumee, appealed to annex Maumee. We fought and lost it. Commissioner's level, common place level, at various levels of government, we lost. So everything on the east side of Black Road, save for Karnak on Black and a handful of houses, is in, and south of the bike trail, is in the city of Maumee. We have no control over that. That is zoned currently commercial development. It was residential. They have since flipped it to commercial sometime over the summer. On the Maumee side of Black Road. Okay. The landowner has to petition the applicant and the county to do it. Now, we have anti-annexation language in our joint economic development agreements. But since this property was not in a joint economic development zone,
that was the, for lack of a better word, logic that the city of Maumee felt they weren't violating the contract, and the commissioner, Lucas County commissioner, signed off on it.
And Mike Panuzzi was at Waterside talk last week, and he informed everyone, he's the county engineer, that if seven conditions are met for annexation, and this is statewide, this isn't a Monclova problem, this is a township issue. Cities want to expand, and it's easy to take over township land. If seven conditions are met, and we couldn't name all seven conditions, but I think it's pretty easy to look it up, the county commissioners can't even say no. They just have to sign off on it. That's a state legislature issue, so if we want to change the way townships are recognized, we need to talk to the state legislature.
Who would we address at that level then? What guidance would you give us in order to then go to the appropriate parties?
I love that. Josh Williams.
Josh Williams is our representative for this area.
Yeah. We can reach out to more. Right, we can reach out to more because this is a township issue. The Ohio Township Association is always fighting this battle, so we can bring it up there too.
Like I said, we have anti-annexation language in all of our economic development agreements, both with the city of Maumee, with the city of Toledo, around the airport, and with the Village of House for our zone out there. And like I said, the city of Maumee, we chose to accept the lands on the applicant and the commissioners approved. Their opinion was at that time that they didn't feel they were violating the contract because the property was not in the economic zone and the application was initiated by the landowner, not by the city. So fast forward now to where we're at, the proposed or supposed rumored site of both sides of Black Road. The township, this board, in discussion with the legal, how can we best protect ourselves? We've had conversations with the landowner over the years. He's got a plan at one point to put about 300 houses on there. And we were working with him on how to get the sewer line that would all go over to Fallmont Timbers and eliminate the pump station. That was one thing we had talked about, I don't know, 2-3 years ago on him on that. And that didn't come to fruition.
The intention was to fight annexation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our goal, since we've been annexed, is to stop next. Yeah.
At one point, and going back 40 years, Maumee was in Monclova Township. Dana's World Headquarters over on Briarfield was in everything west of 23 was in Monclova Township. So now it's kind of looks like we got fingers poking us all over it. So,
and that's one of the issues, right? Once the finger pokes in, then they can access more places.
Contiguous, yeah.
What viability do you perceive to be in us approaching Maumee with regard to this issue?
Well, Maumee's in a different situation. Because if you look at what Maumee's recently, they've had, in the census, they've lost 1,100 people over the last 10 years of the census. They have an aging housing stock.
And poor administrative decisions.
I can say it. Maumee is trying to reinvent themselves. They have close to, from what I've seen, with the sewer repairs and everything, about $100 million of debt that is being pushed onto their citizens. Maumee is doing some things that I don't necessarily agree with for people. They granted a 500 apartments to be built between the Pinnacle and Brownies over there. Okay, first of all, everything west of McDonald's is Anthony Wayne Schools. Okay, so they want to put 500 apartments in there, and the city of Maumee granted 100% abatement for 15 years because they just did that this spring.
It would be a lot more seductive to Maumee, I would think, to entertain offers by big tech because 500 apartments is nothing.
Well, it is. Tell that to Dr. Herman. What's 500 apartments and 300 kids going to do in the schools?
Yeah.
With 100% abatement that they get zero income.
Exactly.
That impacts all
so
of us.
This is the insanity that we're all finding out
right.
about.
There are eight voters in the city of Maumee and the Anthony Wayne School District. So Maumee City Council doesn't really have a vested interest in the Anthony Wayne School District. And that, those are just facts. And so this board, you know, how can we protect ourselves from anxiety? How do we protect our community? How do we benefit our schools? And how do we, you know, make it, you know, we can't make everybody happy, we know that. But how do we protect ourselves in the long run? So after discussions with our attorney and other folks, you know, the text amendment to the zoning code, we thought was the best unit that gives the opportunity for our Board of Zoning Appeals, who are, you know, we got a retired city engineer in there, we got a housing manager, we got a person who lives on Black Road and a person who lives on Waterside on that board, right on both sides of the, you know, if the Black Road site is a development site, we have a interest in that, you know, how do we put conditions in that are going to be more palatable than what Maumee's going to do? Because what Maumee's going to do is, how do we get the best buck for Maumee?
Right.
If that property gets annexed to the Maumee, mm-hmm. the people, the registered voters in the Anthony Wayne School District, 8 of them will have a say-so. The other 16,000 here in Mount Clover Township won't have a say-so. So that's been our primary concern. We've been trying to be very transparent. We haven't hiding anything, you know. But, you know, we're kind of boxed in a little bit.
So you're saying that Maumee's perceived value as to their next steps is really where we're at, as opposed to pounding on your doors, we should be trying to appeal to Maumee.
Well, and just for the record, you could state your name and address.
Risa Sindel. Okay. I live in Waterside.
Okay.
But I care a lot about all of our communities surrounding.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want you here tonight, right? We want to hear your voice. We want to see. That's not what we're saying. We're saying we've been trying all along to protect Monclova,
yeah.
Our zoning code, our land use plan, stopping annexation. Yes, we want your help. Yes, Maumee might be.
Yeah. Okay, so
data centers are a relatively new item. We didn't have a definition for data centers in our zoning code because they're are relatively new.
Can I just ask, and I don't mean to dominate, but I want to ask, at what level, depth, research have any of you or your perception of Maumee folks done on the actual collateral damage occurring now in communities there is such a close proximity to a data center?
Which is a question you see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I've done some research. I've planned a trip with the RGP folks to myself to go down to New Albany. I want to visit that site. There's a lot we don't know yet.
Yes, and understanding that the technology they're using down there
yeah.
may not be the same.
Right,
yeah.
right. So we don't know.
That
yeah.
would be important.
And there's a lot of
Absolutely.
Things, you know, things that I've learned that these servers that house the data center, they don't use a lot of water because they use kind of like an annex that's recirculated because water cool fast enough. You know, that the city of Toledo has 60 million gallons a day of excess capacity.
Yep. So
you know,
yes,
those
yes.
those are the things that, you know, water's not an issue. I mean, for the people saying water...
It's not an issue today.
Correct.
Okay.
The Lake Erie region is not... It's not an infinite supply of water. But then let's look at the pollution. By 2030, Caltech and many other credible resources are saying they've done studies on this. We're going to be spending $20 billion or more just on medical care for people breathing in the diesel fuel exhaust, the fine particulate matter from these data centers. We're talking three
diesel
to five
fuel.
Miles
that, they don't use diesel fuel, Lisa.
Well,
the newer technology. And that's why this Western Lucas County is attractive because of the three natural gas lines.
Okay. So what are they going to use for the backup generators? Well, how are they going to be able to make sure that in the event that the grid that they're pulling on is not going to be needing backup generators? How are they going to handle that?
Well,
those
like,
are backup.
We're getting way ahead.
I would love to supply you with a whole bunch of data.
There's no application that has been, you know, submitted to Maumee or Monclova. It is a
potential.
I hope not. But what we're saying is,
hold on here.
Until that time happens, we want you to know where we stand. We don't want to hear about a groundbreaking, and now it's too late.
Okay.
With all due respect.
But it is hard to sit here without anything in front of us, with changing technology, with limited resources as a township, to sit here and address all your concerns that are all what-ifs. When there is something concrete that comes in, then those concerns can be looked at and addressed. But until then, we don't even know if we're listening. And it doesn't do a lot of good to spend a bunch of time on a lot of what-ifs. You can find that information and get prepared.
I'd like you to tell that to the communities across the country now and across the globe who are suffering the consequences of this. Because their community officials did not look into that. Hey, what if?
The day that an application is turned in is the day that the public will know. And there's a process from there that happens.
Right.
I don't. You can't stand a process until there's location until you understand what it is.
With all that said, Patty Casala, I live in Warsaw. With all this said, we can all go through the data. We can tell you the pros and cons of the good and the bad all over the country where they are, the different technologies and now how it's improving. But what is it that you are going to do now to prevent, to stop, to further the brick wall? And what is it that you want from the community? We have the power. We're the people. People have the power to speak up. What is it that you suggest we do? We don't have an application. Don't know where it's going. Don't. What is it that we can proactively?
What it is that we can do proactively? Because when it comes, let's hit the hammer.
Too late.
What can we do proactively?
See, that one day an application is applied means that money is running right behind it,
and
it's going to be more than all of us.
Patty, thank you. And you know, my mother lives in Waterside as well. So right on the other side of the bike trail is the city of Maumee. So we are limited to what we can do there.
But what
I don't know if by emailing, I mean, Maumee politics right now is a mess.
Oh,
they got
right,
you know,
and that's why they're in
that. I don't even know.
I have a zoning person.
I know one person on council now. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't even know who to contact or if these new people coming in at the first year, how quickly it'll take them to come up to speed, or if they'll even listen to a person from my Clover Township.
Well,
Yeah. The more restrictive that Monclova Township tries to be on it, the more likely that property gets annexed into Maumee.
Right.
And at this point in time, I don't know what you can honestly do to stop that. I mean, if there's seven criteria met, they're going to sign just like the other ones, and we're going to get a bad deal. We aren't going to be able to put it. We're not going to try and make it as palatable as possible. It's going to be Maumee doing what they want without our concern. They're not going to negotiate anything for the schools. Like, you have to look at what, sometimes an outcome can come that you don't want, but how do you get the best outcome of what you don't want? Because that can happen in life. And unfortunately, when you say, what is it? That's just my opinion. That's what it is. How do we get the best outcome from here with what limited
resources
that a township is allowed to have. If you look at Ohio Revised Code, we are very limited in what we can do.
Okay, but what can we do is the other question. Do you have suggestions?
I mean, and I guess Ryan Ballman, who's sitting right in front of you, is the owner operator of Karnak on Black, who has had multiple interactions with the folks from the city of Maumee and has been in the vortex of this hurricane.
Yeah.
I'll just say
thanks,
that.
Chuck. Yeah, so Maumee's not going to listen to us. You know, when subdivision was being proposed, there was, 12, maybe 14 residents on the south end of Black Road that wanted Q&A. We wanted dialogue. If it's going to come, the landowner has the right to bring it. That's fine, but can we at least get services? Can we get city sewer? Can we get the road widened? They made it very clear This is a public forum. We recognize that you're here, but you're not our residents, so we're not going to let you speak. We'll let one person speak, and I was that person speaking for our residents there, and then it was stricken from the record after I was done speaking, because again, I was a resident. So that's a history of our relationship as these two communities. Now, Gavin, to your point, what can we do, thinking outside the box, if the 15,000 residents of Monclova are willing to accept maybe a ballot initiative, and we pay the township, call it a tax or whatever, but you know, a couple bucks a household, could the township go negotiate with the landowner? Because we've tried this, you said no, but can we match an offer? Can we say, hey, if you're being woo, grant an acre, well, we want to see that the table. Maybe a 300-acre, 200-acre park, something that the township has control over. We're, in a sense, trying to buy our freedom from annexation. Mm-hmm. But instead of saying, no, there's nothing we can't do, maybe there is a certain dollar amount that every single person in this room is willing to say, yeah, you know what, I'll chip in $500. Yeah, I'll chip in $250. And we say, fine, if it's $20 million to buy our freedom, at least there's a price on the table. If it's not negotiable and it's unattainable, at least we know, and there was a fighting chance.
Yeah.
But and we can have those conversations. Yeah, we're the mercy of the fear of taxation.
Well, is that true? Because I understand your attorney, John.
Excuse me, just for the name and record, please. I need to recognize you. And too, like, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but because we do have a number of folks here, I'm going to pull a Maumee card and limit discussion to township residents, but please state your name for the record and let me recognize you so we don't have folks talking over each other.
Sure. My name is Lynn Cox, and I'm a township resident. I live in Fallen Timbers area, and if the status goes in, it's my new view. I have an attorney, Don Anderson, is working on a document to do an agreement between Monclova Township and Maumee regarding the data center. And I understand it's in a draft format, and I wondered if that agreement has been completed, and if so, if you'll be posting it on the website.
Well, I'm sorry, Lynn, could you?
Okay, I'll read it. Has attorney Dawn Anderson finished her work on the document for the new partnership agreement with Maumee for the data center area, or is it still a draft, and can you provide a copy?
Well, and it's Anderson, by the way. Just not, there is a draft agreement. There was we had some discussions with the city of Maumee about, but any contract language like that is still confidential. So no, that could not be shared on the website.
And Mr.
We were trying to form another joint economic development district to put that in there that would have anti-annexation language in it that would strengthen what we were doing. Unfortunately, that has not moved forward on the other side, so there isn't anything to go, you know, to put out there.
Yeah, that Black Road property or Black Estate, the corner, is not in an economic development zone.
Right, so
we had discussions about Maumee and then beefing up the anti-annexing language in there with the city of Maumee.
Which would be great. But Mr. Pike, when I spoke to you Thursday night, you told me the data center is a done deal, and there's nothing any of us can do to stop it. Furthermore, you told me that they would declare the power station a utility. You also told me they were putting a shopping center in front of my house. I look out over the 10th fairway over Stitt, and that it would be more palatable to look over a data center than it would over a shopping center. So if there's no applicant, why did you tell me it's a deal and that we can stop it?
You do like to partially quote, just like you put on Facebook that I, you know, how I told you about your public record request.
You did. You told me they were poorly written.
They were. And well, they used a lot of our time. And I said, if you would have called me, I'm very helpful, and I would have probably gotten you better data. But you don't put the whole thing out there. You just cherry-picked what I said.
No.
You started off, and you said, I actually heard you're a really nice person. And then you go on there, and you say these things that aren't true on Facebook. So to address what I said to you, there isn't anything that we can do. If they want to go there, I don't know how you stop. I said, try and get the best deal that you can get. And I said, if that isn't there and that housing development goes in, the plan would be for a commercial center to be there in the front of that housing center, kind of like Mayberry, is what I said. And that's what you would be looking at. And I said, in my opinion, it would be more palatable to have a data center be offset with Birmingham or something like that than a Mayberry with a bar with a neon sign flashing, because that's what you would be looking at. And that's how I portray that to you, that, you know, the give and take of those. I did say it was a done deal, and I've been told there's a bill waiting at the General Assembly that would overtake the zoning of townships, that would allow data centers to be called a utility and take away all our zoning. But that is pending legislation potentially at the General Assembly in Ohio. So
that's why we need home rule.
Those are the things that
I'm trying.
I think we can table set that because it's not a he, she, it's about a community here.
Yeah.
And we have somebody clear in the back. Yeah, had their hand up.
My name's Holly McCollum. I live at Fallen Timbers. I just wondered, are all of you against this or sound like some for?
You know, I tried to answer this question earlier in the week and didn't do a really great job. It's thank you for laughing at me again, right? We have to be impartial. We may be called to vote on this at some point, and if we state opinions in the public when we're elected officials, non-elected officials can say whatever they want, but elected officials need to be very careful about the stance they take and then be able to vote on it. What we have is a record of protecting the town. Some of us have a very long run record doing that, and you can see it as you drive around. I think I'll leave it there. Yeah. My people who laugh. I'm gonna let Chuck from here on out.
It's helpful to know
who's
really in the fight.
We're not in the fight. We're not for
or
against.
Residents.
We don't have anything in front of us to be for or against.
I know. But
I mean, hypothetically, what if the data center, if a data center does come in and say, "Hey, we're gonna build it underground," and plant corn over top of it? I mean, crazy things have been done. I know. So how can we be for or against that? We have any?
We're for our residents.
Yeah.
Absolutely for you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
That's what we're doing.
Back to the point here. What can we do to prepare for when that application gets signed and it flips and burns? What are we going to do as a community? What is the suggestion? What is your attorney suggesting us do? What are your thoughts? What are your creativities out of the box? And then my second part of that is, since we've lost twice in the history that you said for the annexes, you have to have the seven things.
Well, we've lost more than that going back, like
yeah.
at the mall and day to day.
Yeah,
the last 5 years, yeah.
Right, Chuck. So are those the same two? Are we losing them for the same two seven things that are not needed on that, or is it different for those?
Well, it was the same applicant, the same property owner in both. And it was Isaac Land Development.
So, again, coming into this one, you know, again, what is we going to do here differently when we leave here? Next steps for me to take home?
I think making your elected officials the evil entity that some people are doing on Facebook isn't the right approach.
Yeah.
I very much appreciate you being here and sharing your concerns. You had a petition that was going around. I said, keep signing it, right? We brought up Josh Williams' name today. How do we get him engaged? I don't think going to Mommy tomorrow is a bad idea.
Well, you got to remember, Mommy's going to have a whole new council.
Right.
They're going to have a new administrator. Maybe Mommy wants to go ahead and be a better neighbor with us. They haven't been very nice to us from previous, even up to now. They haven't wanted to go ahead and really work with Monclova.
Right.
So the only thing I'm saying, after tomorrow, there's going to be four or five new city council people there. They're going to put new people into place. So we have no idea what Mommy's opinion is going to be, you know, how much they want to respect Monclova's residents.
So
now you're
in, Trudy, thinking ahead what they're going to do, you know, how you're going to approach it, or, you know, a scenario that I would pay, hey, if we're coming, the new election is X, Y, and Z, this is how we're going to approach them. If it's not, this is my use case for this one. You know, have you thought of anything like that? Do you have a plan?
I'm guessing just talking to a couple of candidates, I think the first thing they want to do is put out the fires. You know, there's a lot of fires. There's a lot of distrust of what's going on in city government. I mean, they've lied or forged papers to the EPA for 20 years, dumping sewage into the river. candidates that I've talked to, they just want to get their arms around things and, you know, kind of get the ship headed in the right direction still. Get a grasp of things. They have this huge amount of debt from the uptown improvements, from the sewer, from all the other improvements, and a shrinking population. So how do you pay for that without, you know, people, their water bills are $200+ a month?
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, sir, in the back.
Brian Biden, Black Road. A couple of questions. For clarification, why did you guys approve the annex for the data center approval?
You mean text amendment?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. And the reason for that was we thought that was the best way going forward to protect the township. If the property was rezoned commercial, for example, and the data center did not happen, that a commercial entity could come in and build a factory there, you know, per our commercial zone, which is spelled out in our zoning code, with the text amendment that allows the Board of Zoning Appeals additional conditions put in place by the Board of Zoning Appeals, such as mounding, landscaping, lighting, building height, noise, a number of things that on the commercial site aren't spelled out. The commercial, it is what you get. It's spelled out in the code. But the text amendment, like I said, if the data center application was coming and didn't happen and it was zoned commercial, that commercial zoning stays out there. So that was the thought process there.
Another question to back up, but I have my hand up, ladies, I promise. Where do you guys stay? Like, do you feel like the data center is better than this, like, apartment complexes, Texas and that? I guess I would wonder.
You know, there's pros and cons to every, you know, when we look at any new development, be it a commercial development, a housing development, being a proposed innocent. We're going to, you know, it goes through the plan commission, the zoning commission, the fire department looks at it from a safety standpoint. We'll look at pros and cons. You know, while we don't really look at the impact on the schools, we do, because we know, you know, Anthony Way schools are at capacity. I mean, we can't say that, but we do. And, you know, I don't like school levies more than anybody else. But, you know, we've got a great school system out here. But they're you know, so if you put 500 houses in Arrowhead Park and 300 houses here, okay, where do 500 more kids go?
We have to remain impartial as elected officials until the project comes in front of us.
Okay. So.
And then we can speak. We might not be impartial, but we can't be activists.
You should be the current representatives.
Yeah. No.
I'm your neighbor, so you know where I'm coming
from.
That?
We can't out there holding the sign and be.
I'm not asking you to do that. We'll do that.
Yes. Okay.
And that's where your opinion is. Is whatever you want to call it. What you guys see is better for this community: a data center or 600 or whatever it is, housing with apartments and all that.
When it comes in front of us, we'll be able to go through that with
you. Did you open Pandora's box? Do you think you opened Pandora's box
by
having that signed agreement, that tech agreement? Do you think that opened Pandora's box?
No.
If they didn't do it, guaranteed it would have been annexed.
Text.
And if I can just address Black Road for a second, Lee. So they were going to bring 300 homes, not wide road.
Right.
Turn lanes coming out of their subdivision onto Black. Which is it? What, a township road, or is that a county road?
Yeah. Well, it's half.
So we're going to get all these students in our schools, all this traffic on our road. They weren't going to widen the road. Right. They weren't going to make it
safer. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm trying to find out.
But it was Maumee.
Like, does it make more sense to do a data center? I'm not for or against, because I don't know enough on either one yet.
I think what they're doing.
There's a lot of population there, and we're getting taxed.
We're going through the process.
I think what they're doing is when we look at the history of this battle with Montclair and Maumee. They're doing everything that they can possibly do to prepare and try to prevent annexation. If it gets annexed, we're all screwed.
Right. Yep.
It's going to be this huge 500-acre peninsula of Maumee that's just going to protrude right into our township.
Right up to the road, yeah. Yes, ma'am, in the great
way. Okay, well,
just for the record, please, your name and address.
Diane Stroshine. I live in Waterside.
Okay.
And I said, I remember you from last week, Barb. I like his idea of buying in, but that made me think of something different. I mean, we really don't need more population, more students, because Anthony Wayne is, you know, pretty maxed out. Why can't we work with Mommy to come up with, like, some sort of a super complex together that's going to bring people into our community, you know, like a sports center or something, that we work together. That way we're not bringing permanent population in, but we're bringing people in to come into our restaurants and into all of that stuff and work with them, offer, you know, they can be part of that to help pay off the debts that they have accrued. So that would be a much more logical answer to this. Like he said, you know, or have, there's a lot of people that are going to go from $750,000 house system to can't sell it, you know, or give it away if that Dennis Center goes in. So why not work that angle and try to come in with something community-wise that would benefit us both?
If you, Ryan had a suggestion about maybe trying to buy the land.
Right.
But how much do you said a figure.
I would say, well, probably $32 million.
$32 million.
But if you work together to build something that's going to make people come in,
they're private owners on this land, and they're being offered an astronomical amount of money. I don't think the township or anybody around has $32 million.
Divided by 15,000 residents,
or maybe divided by 15,000
gives a chance.
Residents, it's an idea.
I mean, if you put it on levy for May and it doesn't pass,
right,
you gave the residents a voice.
Yeah, right.
And obviously, before you do that, there has to be a potential purchase agreement.
You have to have a contract with the owners before you want to even step into that situation.
Yeah, there has to be a potential purchase agreement with the owner, and if they say, this is the price, if you can go fundraise and you can get it, we'll buy it. I don't know. It's an outside-the-box thought.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, my thing is this is very important. I don't want it, but I want to know also, too, how we mentioned earlier, how can we stop Mommy? I don't know that you're ever going to be able to trust them because money controls everything. So we mentioned Josh Williams. What do we need to do to go to him? How? What's the process to try to get some laws changed so we can have protection as well as the other ideas that other people have mentioned?
The Ohio Township Association has been working on the annexation for a really long time. And unfortunately, the lobby of the Ohio Township Association has not been enough to go up there. The same way when Monclova Township tries to lobby Lucas County for things, and we're just little Lucas or little Monclova Township, we don't get the same attention. They pay attention to the big cities, you know, the legislature. That's just the cold hard facts of what it is. I mean, and we try. I mean, we're all members of the Ohio Township.
We
pay
sure
the legislature, like, all of that, and it's contact Josh as much as we can.
People show up. Like, this is important to us. This is where we live.
Yeah.
Incorporation was an idea, that we become a city. Is that possible? That's something we're supposed to start exploring. Ryan's idea, I'm not sure it's financially feasible, but if it is, there's another option. I do think you keep letting your voices be heard with the state, with anti-data center lobbyists, the Great Lakes. I'm thinking of the coalitions,
yeah,
right? That's right, the next coalition. How can we help you out in front of this?
And call us up, emails. Some of the things that I've read on social media, you know, Monclova Township is not partnering with Lucas County in any water study. I don't know where that came from.
I don't like you to repeat what you've heard.
It's
terrible.
There's just so much false information out there. I can understand how people get riled up and began because, like, well, I get riled up too. It's like, oh, they don't know all the facts.
Right. There's no way for us to combat that information. I can't go on Facebook and post whatever I need to post. I'm scared to email you back at this point because you're going to use a piece of it, whatever three words that say whatever. So it's
so if you get an email that says thank you for your email,
and then it gets posted on social media. It's like, okay, we'll keep you informed. And then all of a sudden you get put on social media that this trustee said this and this trustee said that. So you got to look at us. Anything we say for this group, you're going to try to use against us. So, you know, we kind of feel like what's going to happen next, how we get put out on social media.
Sure.
Is
we're
what
not
happens.
Trying to use it against you. We're trying to find out what's going on because what we heard is a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes and a lot of preparations being done in anticipation of a data center. And we know that once an application gets filed, there's not a lot that we can do. But I do want to post correct information, and if anyone contacts me and says things are wrong, I will correct them. And we do have other townships, trustees, or people who are also posting on the page and correcting things. In order to be, I actually have a question for Ms. Driscoll because this has come up on the page and I want to be correct on this.
Wait, can you respond?
You issued a statement. Yeah.
Just before you get there, Lynn, one second.
You issued a statement that you're upset about the post, but the Toledo Free Press stated that Bill Burkett is a senior project manager at RGP, and I just wanted to dispel any rumors or false information. Are you related to Mr. Burkett, and if so, how?
Yeah, Bill's my cousin. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That corrects that.
And how is that relevant?
Right.
How is that relevant? This is my whole point, Lynn. You're bringing up crap and throwing it out there. It's not relevant.
It's just a
and
question.
You're just making it worse.
It's just a question.
It's crap. It's not relevant,
that's
and it's crap.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gavin, do you want to reply?
CRAP fellow. gentleman in the back with a hat. Please, for your
name. He's trying.
Just one second.
John Lyman, Fallen Timbers. I was going to bring up the question of have we ever thought about becoming a city? And you kind of addressed that ever so slightly.
That's because it's just us now coming. It's not anything the township would want to do, right? That's not what we'd want to do.
Why not?
Oh, it's a nightmare for all our residents, things like that.
You have an income tax. Mommy has, 2.25?
But
you're a city, so you would get an income tax because you're a city. So every resident will be taxed, or any businesses will be taxed for any employees that they have in the township, in a city.
But to protect ourselves, might we explore that idea? So we will put it in front of who we need to put it in front of.
One more question.
Yes.
Chunky said that the text amendment
to the zoning code.
Right. That was made because we were fearful of those changes.
Not fearful. We thought it was a better path to protect the township. If we went a straight commercial zoning, and I got an application for a data center, sure, a data center could, but so could have anything else. And it would have to follow the conditions spelled out in our zoning code.
But
the text amendment allows additional conditions as far as mounding, landscaping, building height, lighting, hours of operation, other things that the Board of Zoning Appeals can put in place that's in addition to what to us out in the zoning.
Is there any commercial property currently that would meet the needs of a data center?
We learned the other night from Mike Panuski that the Maumee Mall, the Fallen Timbers Mall, might be a place that they're considering.
No, but I mean within Monclova.
I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
So why put that text as part of agricultural and residential?
To go back to the beginning, that if we don't make the process to allow us the best outcome, they will and a property. So it's anticipation.
Or
a project comes to us, and you could just straight out deny it, and then they'll annex to Maumee, and then you have zero say.
Yeah.
So that's the hard reality of where we're at. You can say, vote no, don't let it in, but then it'll become Maumee, and you'll have no say in any of it. And Maumee doesn't care about what everyone in Monclova is looking at.
But it seems to me you've opened the door by putting it under agriculture.
We see it as protecting Monclova. We did it in other cases as well. We're discussing solar panels, and that doesn't have the what is this? What are we doing right now? Right, it doesn't have this behind it, but it is a problem, right? If all of Monclova becomes solar panels, wind was another area we protect. Right, this is the path we thought was the best path, and I have to give this man what he's been trying.
Very simplistically, Maumee is looking to put this data center in a certain amount of space. Have they already done all their homework and they can fit the size of this thing within that space
without
breaking a lot of rules? Because we have historical areas, openings, we have residents, we have national, semi-national parks, we have Fort Meigs, we have Long. Have they done all their homework to fit this thing inside whatever the footage is from my house on the trail? Are they going to meet the footage?
We haven't seen any plan. We don't know anything.
There hasn't been anything submitted, but we can't speak for the city of Maumee. We can't. Other than we know that the zoning...
Can they meet it?
I don't. The only thing that I was aware of, that the zoning on the east side of Black would permit a data center.
There may be no data center in Lucas County. I know.
This gentleman over here in the license plate on the...
John Hagen, Alvin Road. We're bigger than Maumee.
Yeah.
Correct.
We have more people than Maumee, and everything you've told us tonight is that we are powerless before Maumee.
Well, because we're
just saying, Gavin, what you said was, if we don't do certain things a certain way, we're not going to have any say. I don't see that we have any say. Everything you've described tonight is we are powerless.
That's the message.
We can't do anything about this, and we're bigger than the community that wants to do it. That makes no sense. Yeah.
Well, and this is the thing, everything that the township can do is spelled out in the higher revised code. For example, we can't issue you a citation because you didn't shovel your sidewalk. Cities have different, if that's spelled out in their municipal code, cities have different legal responsibilities. Everything that the township can do is spelled out in the higher revised code. And
we can't stop something we don't want.
So
makes us pretty powerless.
If the proposed data center was in this farm field back over here, we would have complete control over it because there would be no annexation.
It's not
contiguous.
But if it touches somewhere else where they can annex it, that's where we lose our control. We have been trying to protect Black Road through different economic discussions with that landowner. And as soon as the data center came in, the dollar got so big, we could not incentivize them enough to put anti-annexation language in what they have.
So we have no power.
On that piece of land, our power is limited.
No, it isn't limited. There's nothing. You're saying there's nothing we can do.
No. That's why we did the text amendment to try and get the best possible deal that we can right there.
We don't have an application.
We have an application. When the application comes, we'll hear you all back.
What is your pregame? What if it does come? Tell me, Barb, what would you do? If I was going to go into war right now, I would tell you what I'm going to do. What is your game, ma'am? That's all. What is your pre-plan?
If you already knew to do that, what was your game plan?
What's our guns and bayonets in this war?
We keep moving through the process.
We're here for you.
We keep moving through the process, right? The first step was in March when we fought.
$1,000 to save $100,000.
Yes. The young lady in the red with the glasses here.
Thank you.
Any
bank, Marshall 999 Waterside. My question is, how did Fallen Timbers Shopping Center evolve? Who is involved?
So, probably about 40 years ago, if you don't remember, Saturn, GM was looking for another plant, okay? So, that was identified as a site, and if you remember back then, the city of Toledo started buying pieces of property, including number 5 and number 7 at Brandywine Country Club, to connect the city of Toledo to all this land out here. The city of Toledo, this is going back, I think, Dave Boston and Don Owens, like I said, 40-plus years ago. So it was called spaghetti stripping because they only owned like two holes of the golf course to connect to the state of Toledo. Well, the state of Ohio Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. So then the city of Toledo had, they had all these 1,500 acres or I don't know how many acres, it's a lot of land, started selling it off. And some developers got the mall to move there. And then this is probably going back about 30 years ago, then it was annexed in, the mall property was annexed to Maumee at that time. So it's...
I see, but...
Yeah.
Is there any kind of indisputable, irrefutable type of force that can be put on Maumee, like at a legal level, national level, environmental protection level, you know, whatever? I'm not, obviously... There are these law firms out there that specialize in this. Yeah. They actually protect communities from having this type of thing come in their community. But is there anything from your perspective, as far as irrefutable, something that Maumee would have held over their heads?
A silver bullet,
yes. Well, essentially,
well,
yeah.
Think about it.
Like,
yeah, seriously, say that would be held over their heads.
Yeah.
So no matter how seduced they might be by the idea of making their money off of maybe having a data center there, they would have their hands tied to not go that way.
Are any Maumee citizens involved in your organization? Is this an organization?
I'd say it's just a bunch of concerned citizens. We don't have an organization.
You know,
we're just
there at their meeting tonight.
We have contacts.
Okay, they are doing that.
There are a lot of Maumee residents.
So they went to the Maumee council tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Asking because I don't know. No, I don't get on the Facebook.
It's not like a formed organization. This is just, we get the word out, and we all try to educate and inform each other, and we're all standing together on this.
Trustee Lang is on the state board for the Ohio Township Association. You know, I'm sure other townships throughout the state have similar concerns. They may be able to recommend a law firm who Dawn does a great job for us, but who specializes in this type of legal practice, for lack of a better word, to and have a conversation.
Could we do that? So that we
absolutely.
Will bridge with you so that we can help you help us. Because that's why we're all here together, right?
Jerry Maguire,
and
help me help you.
Build some bridges, because I personally like a win-win situation where everyone wins.
Right.
You know, there's got to be a negotiation point where we can help each other to come up with a desirable result. Because the communities that are suffering as collateral damage are the ones that weren't forewarned. You know, forewarned is forearmed. And that's what we're trying to do. Get ahead of the curve rather than hear about a groundbreaking and the people who are going to benefit, and we will not. So that's why we're being so feisty.
Well, too, and for those of you who may or may have not been to the Board of Zoning Appeals, it's a public hearing. There's a plan shown if an application does come forward, and there's public comment period. Hey, I don't like this. I live here. This and this. You know, the thing is, if the conditions that the Board of Zoning Appeals, and correct me if I'm wrong, they quote unquote have to be reasonable, correct?
Right.
So if the BZA would say, we are going to build a data center, but it can't be a house within 2 miles, that's probably not real reasonable. Be challenged in court. So it's a process to work through, but the Board of Zoning Appeals does take public comment, does take public input, in addition to the expertise that board has.
And we know how important this is, so you're not going to get invited to groundbreaking without hearing about an application being made in Monclova Township, if such a thing would happen.
Yeah, but from my perspective, I can only speak for myself, that's too late.
Right.
That's too late. It's just too late.
So you're saying stop the application before it even comes.
What I'm saying is before the Goliath of big tech comes in, be it Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, before they come in, let's say to that, I'm sorry, I perceive it as a bully because you look what's going on, and you say, no, that's what you do. Before they put the application in and before everybody is so seduced by dollar signs in their eyes, that's what I'm talking about. Not waiting for an application to come in. We haven't been waiting.
Matt Hyman from Lucas County has told me that the data centers will come where they were not wanted.
And that's why we're here.
And that's, you know,
that's
if they're watching the local news stations, are seeing the signs, they may say, hey, you know what, maybe Monclova is not a place we want to do business.
And that's what we're hoping for.
There was one more question in the back.
Yes.
I'd like to stand if that's okay. My name is Christina. I live on Graham Road. I want to make a comment, and then I have a question, and I'll make it quick. We moved to Monclova 3 years ago. This was our forever home. This is where our children were going to grow up, and our children were going to stay, and I don't need to be emotional about it, but we put our entire life into buying this home. My question to you is, how you incentivize younger families, couples, to move into Monclova? Because you just told me that the schools are overpopulated, there's this annexation in play, and you guys have no plan.
Yeah. Well,
we have a plan. Yeah. We have a zoning resolution and a land use plan, and we did everything we needed to do through the process. And our next step is waiting for the application. I can't hold a sign and say no data.
I would argue with that we've done our jobs just to that the Anthony Wayne community is an attractive place to live. So
for
that's
now.
Well, and that's why you look at the growth areas in the area. I want to say Perrysburg, Sylvania, Anthony Wayne area, the banana on the west side of town. You know that it's an attractive area because you have good housing stock, you have good schools, and you have low crime. You know, that's what makes it attractive. But we have to we have to manage that growth to keep it attractive.
We have
to partner with the schools. I mean, Dr. Herman, Terry Johnson, they've got challenges ahead of them. You know, how do you pay for more schools? Not with more houses. You need more commercial development, but we need the right mix of commercial development.
Exactly.
You know?
In the right place.
So,
and in the right
location. You know, we can't have all, you know, Waterside's a great community. We got Crystal Ridge, Stony Creek, some other 55 and over communities. Those communities pay a lot of taxes, and there's not any kids in there. So, but in 20 years from now, with birth rates falling up, what do those names look like? So we have to keep our housing stock. We, like I said, managing growth. I'd much rather manage growth, manage money. So, but thank you, and I appreciate it. It's a challenge because I'll give you an example. You know, we, with our fire department, we try to get a good mix of Monclova residents and non-residents, and a lot of them say it's tough to live out here because the housing values are so high. Yeah. That, you know, they're younger guys or gals raising families and stuff. It's a challenge, and you know that thing we got to do. We went to a full department. We got have expanded that department. Chief Holmick's done a great job. We got five full time 24/7 with five people on staff. So, yes, ma'am.
Are you guys going to utilize the app? Because I know some of us aren't tech savvy, you know, speaking for my older friends in the room, to have a letter that can go to Josh Williams that can help out, that can go to your app here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a template out there.
For those what she's referring to is, we have an app, it's called My Monclova.
Yeah, where exactly, you know what I mean? Just give us a heads up.
It looks like,
where would you put that out on your app? We can take that template and put my name template and send it off to Josh Williams. So our subject line's the same, our coding, all that verbiage is the same.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of that?
What we would do on that app is announce that an application came in.
But the notifications of meetings, are sent out via the app.
Yeah, I know that. I know what I'm saying. Chuck, I guess I'm not making myself clear. I would like a template, like a letter, you know what I'm saying? So we're all consistently saying the same thing. I am wording it the same. So we get 20 of the same consistent letters that are coming out. Is that something you guys can do to us and offer for us? Or you want us to think of our own?
Yes.
I think key values in there that, you know, bullet point mark that you would want. Do you know what I'm saying? something like that. Maybe you guys put in the minutes notes that, you know, that if I start
there
doing
you
this.
Go. I can't write the letter for you, but yes.
You can throw some bullet points on your minutes that we need to make sure our subject line needs to be consistent. So when Josh gets all these, do you know what I'm saying? I just want him to know that they're coming from the same community.
Yeah, usually I think I have a lot of the state representatives, if you go to their website, they have a form. You put your name and your address, and then there's like a paragraph for your concern or what your issue is.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, with the lady right behind you in the blue.
I live in Waterside. You're saying this amount of $32 million, is that an actual figure, or is that just an arbitrary for the
district? Well, I just used, there's 100 acres plus or minus there, and I used $200,000 an acre.
So
price.
It's an
arbitrary.
If I have 15,000, that's $2,133 each.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. It's
she took Chuck's number divided by the number of residents as to what it would cost.
Divided by the number of residents. It's $2,000, a little over $2,100 a piece.
That includes kids.
Right. And it would be by households.
$2,000 per resident.
So if you had five people, that's $10,000.
Yeah. Yes, Lance.
Lance Dagg at Step Road. Yeah, the 32 million land you referred to, the 32 million. What land you referring to? Is that the cornfield behind my house?
Yeah, the 160 acres. It's bounded by on the west side of Black, north of Stitt.
Stitt, McCannon Ball. Okay.
Yeah.
Further, I just spoke to a friend of mine, known him 40 years. He's a councilman from Long Beach a couple weeks ago. I asked him regarding the land they annexed, so it was annexed and next to the Maumee. He stated that he had not received any application for a data center. However, rumor on that land is they're looking at it. Somebody's looking at for that to be a data center. I asked him about the land across the street, across Black. That owner has not approached Maumee, this is 2 weeks ago, to be annexed. Okay, and they had no intention to annex. Okay, that was just 2 weeks ago. Okay, now go on that. I know the change in the zoning and the wording. You know, my understanding by changing agricultural to add data center is to give the opportunity for a data center to go, so all the money would go to Monclova and none to Maumee. You wouldn't have to screw with it. Is that a feasible assumption?
Well, it's a little premature on how.
Well, it's all dollars and cents.
No, I don't know.
So we okey dokey farmland.
Yeah, if the properties, and I don't want to speak for Gavin, but I'll just repeat what if the property gets in the Maumee, nothing.
I understand that part.
It's in Monclova. We're in a position to negotiate. I mean, we're not going to do any tax breaks. I don't think Amazon or Meta needs any tax breaks. But we're going to be in a better position to negotiate for the Monclova and for the Anthony Wayne schools.
So the money would all go to Monclova?
I'm sure the county would be in there somewhere, but it's all hypothetical.
What I'm saying is, I look at it as you jump in the gun, and even if a data center couldn't ask you, okay, we want this for that, you wouldn't have to change zoning until they came. Why would you pre-change it?
That's what I said. They opened up
Pandora's box. Yeah. You're allowing it in any agriculture area because, you know, we bought in. Hell, I bought my land from Gavin 6 years ago.
Gavin.
Not putting you on to see Gavin, but I love it there. I got an acre and a quarter. It's great. You know, I've been in Toledo forever. You know, we came here. It took me 40 years to get a nice house. So, and I got a cornfield. That 106 acres right in my backyard, right attached to my property. But I just don't understand. I understand zoning change maybe later on if somebody came out and said, hey, we want to do this. Well, we don't have a zoning for it. We'll look into it, da-da-da, instead of pre-changing it before anybody came in.
So we
didn't jump the gun.
We protected Monclova. Today in working session, I'm trying. Today in working session, we're trying to protect our joint economic development zone. And we said to the attorney, please help us put stronger zoning language in the joint economic development zone so we can protect that district.
I'm
giving you another example. Just ask, we do this all the time. We protect that's why Monclova looks the way it does, because we spend time protecting it. So in the working session, we said, hey, help us make sure companies, industrial, whatever's allowed there, has jobs. It's not passive. So they're looking into whether we can do that or not. So when it came up that data centers could approach us, or solar panels, or wind farms, we look at how can we protect us the best. And this allowed us to make
protecting
sure...
from what?
A data center.
Yeah. But you're allowing it by changing the code.
It was going to happen.
If we didn't allow it, it could potentially been a roadblock and led to annexation.
Or they could have sued.
Down the line, you could have changed it and said, okay, we can do it. Yeah. But you opened the door in the whole township for that, for agricultural zones. Like, you know, I bought in as agricultural residential. But now, by changing it, you allow them an opening to say, hey, this is available, it's okay.
You said you talked to the owners about annexation. Can you repeat what you just said? You said you talked to the owners of this property?
No. I talked to a person I've known for 40 years who's on Maumee Council.
Okay.
I asked him if the land across from Black, if Maumee's looking to annex it, or the owner was going to ask, has asked Maumee to annex it. He said no. Now, I've known this guy for over 40 years. Okay. Obviously, politicians, or there's things you could say, just like you say, whatever. Maumee has not received anything for the property already owned that's in their area, the mall. Rumor has it that a data center is interested in it. They have not received any applications or anything for that. So when I asked him about the land across the street, Black, which goes in my backyard, mm-hmm. he said the owner has not, or people who own it, I guess it's a group, I don't know.
Yeah.
That owner has not approached Maumee to be annexed or anything else with Maumee.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Yeah. I heard the first part, Maumee, mm-hmm. and then I knew you said something about owners across from Black. And that's what you're told, that they have not done anything about. Okay.
I would say part of the reason why they haven't done that is because there was a zone text amendment that makes that process able to stay in Monclova. If that zone text amendment wasn't there, I do believe that there would be a petition to annex that already. When we preemptively did it and opened it up to it, it allowed Monclova to work with them instead of them saying Monclova is not going to work with this and we will just annex into Mom.
But it could be it's contiguous, it could still go to the courts if it needs the second thing they could do.
They could, but the fact that they have not, they want to work with Monclova,
if this
was a site, the easiest thing for them to do would be to annex.
Well, I know the next pipeline goes down the middle, they got the substation electrical, and I understand it's prime area. That I understand. Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't preemptive allowing them. It was preemptive to basically say, stay in Monclova if you're going to do this instead of annexing.
Right.
It's hard to understand that. It's hard, like saying you're giving up, but it is not giving up. It is. You're playing cards, and you're like, how do I play this? I can't say I want something that probably isn't probable. That's the really hard part. Is that we are so limited as a township, and it touches us, and they can annex. And that card is real, and we see that we lose every time we go to court to try and stop them.
You're basically trying to partner for the best outcome.
That's what the board has done without having a public meeting and saying all that and getting everyone riled up.
But I think that the local loss, the gap we have here, is transparency that hasn't happened yet. For her reason, I'm not faulting anybody for who you guys are shooting, but like this young lady here, we've just moved to Martin Fulton Township 5 years ago. I love it. Water, rubber, and get it.
You made a lot of money. I wish I owned that 160.
You don't have a base.
It'd be annexing to Maumee.
You see the open field. Again, we're not naive. We know it's not forever, but gosh, this isn't a commercial area or industrial area. What are we thinking? I know it's not, again, just so you hear us.
No, and that's what he likes. He likes this board. We have nothing. Investing. There's nothing. Full transparency. I haven't had secret meetings with my cousin Bill Burkett to discuss a deal. So on the record,
there was one more question, and
so,
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, in the blue, back in the back of the map.
I'm Peggy Langevin. I live in Fallen Timbers, and I had the opportunity to go to the Waterford Township trustee meeting.
Oh.
And please forgive me if I can't remember all the different entities and the names of the people. Matt Hermanman?
Hireman. Lucas Cummings.
And it seems like he and other agencies were all part of the process to begin with of scouting land or doing research and putting it in a position to be presented to companies as possible sites for data centers. Are there people like Matt or other people, I apologize, I can't remember what agencies are all included in this, that we can email to let them know if you're in talks with companies, we don't want it here. This is not a data center, farm, whatever. This is not an area that one. We are not going to be friendly to that. So if it's true that they don't want to come into communities where they're not welcome, we need, what other ways can we let them know they're not welcome? Can we go to these different entities and send emails and phone calls and say, look, tell them we don't want it here. Whoever you're courting,
thank you.
Matt Hireman is with the Lucas County Economic Development. I think what's their last name?
Karen Four
is another one in that department, and Josh Thurston.
So you can reach out to the county commissioners
and
tell them your opinion.
Okay.
And because these people all fall under them.
Right.
Regional growth might not, but the Lucas County departments fall under the commissioners.
Numbers have to speak right now. Everybody, every one of us, to let them know. Strength in numbers.
I would like to thank you all for coming out tonight and just having a conversation. I mean, there, like I said, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And, we want to be totally transparent, totally honest. And if anything does fire, we will keep the public informed.
And that's where I see the app coming into use. And I know Chuck just said goodnight, but you can expect to hear something this big on that app.
Yeah.
Website, we have a hot something.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold, can you just mention that one more time? I think this is important.
Live town hall on Wednesday, November 20th, 5:30 to 7 at Anthony Wayne High School Auditorium. Information on data centers, so you would be able to hear.
Your questions, I think, on there. Did you have to submit your questions ahead of time?
In advance.
They submit your questions ahead of time so they know what's going to be asked and what's going to be discussed. Not like here, we didn't ask you to submit your questions ahead of time. So, I want to thank the board here and, for Harold and everybody here. For coming and asking these questions. And, it's kind of hard sometimes when people just start asking this question and then they want to hear their correct answer. So, like Chuck says, the sitting here for the residents and it's in Loba. And we do definitely appreciate everybody coming tonight.
We appreciate you.
I'm Mr. Jones.
Motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Wayne.
Yes.
Victory.
Yes.
Thank you.